Acts chapter 8. It is important we teach what we taught yesterday. Okay, what I was trying to show you is to scripturally show you that, well, there are two spirits that govern certain kinds of oppression. And the scripture made us to understand that there is a, well, if there is, I don't know if there is gender in the spirit, I don't know, but there is a queen. And the men at Ephesus testified that Diana fell from Jupiter. The men at Ephesus testified that what? Diana fell from Jupiter and fell at Ephesus. And that is one of the most powerful spirits in the whole world. Huh? If I say this thing now, I might lose some of my members. But there is a denomination that worships that spirit. That is the most powerful spirit in religion. That spirit, are you hearing me? That is the spirit that is actually the prince of religious spirit. You will not believe it, but it's no different from the one that even Muslims, it is the same thing. There is nothing different. And if you trace the origin of the two, there is a place in the history of humanity that these two, I don't want to call the name of the other denomination, whatever you think it is that one. I'm a student of church history. There is a part in church history that these two religions crossed. Yes. If you look at them, the similarities is too much. It's the same spirit. And the power of that spirit is religion. It will make you fight for your God. You don't fight for a God. If a God is a God, he fights for himself. I don't want to go far. But part of the things that motivated Islam is what they saw from the hands of the other one. Those days, they call it crusades. Crusade is not winning solo. The origin of crusade is not winning solo. I think you need to go and find out what is called Spanish Inquisition. Amen. Heavy things happen. I don't want to go there. But those men were fighting, and they fought, and they are fighting for Jesus or whatever God, but it's not Jesus. Listen to me. And when they finish, they generate money and use it and build temple for Jesus. Queen Jesus. So when the other man wanted to start his own, he just learned. Because that denomination, in those days, they were universal. But at some point, they were divided into East and West. It is that Eastern part that this other religion of the moon also drew its template from. It is part of the persecution that was given around that time that motivated that man to run into the mountains, and he said he encountered an angel. He actually said he is Gabriel, but I know me, I'm not doubting him, but what the doubt there is the angel. I know he's not Gabriel, but I'm not in doubt that he encountered an angel, a fallen angel. He's not what can pioneer that kind of religion is not a normal spirit. It has to be a spirit that fell, a spirit that have wisdom enough to pioneer a way. All spirits are not the same. There are spirits that are custodians of wisdom. And you cannot pioneer a way in the spirit if you have not entered into layers of wisdom. So there are educations that they bring to humanity that men cannot carry. You see, I think I've taught this thing in the Battle of Seeds and the Mystery of Iniquity. One of the things I taught there is that I told you people that even though man fell, into sin. Man is not that bad. Man needed to be taught in evil. Are you with me? Just like when you got born again, you receive an impartation of a new nature. And that new nature is called what? Righteousness. Do you know it's not enough that your righteousness will remain potent and weak, will not be able to flow into you? The powers of the righteous nature will not flow into every part of your being and experience until you are being taught. Are you getting the point? So there is an education by that life, and there is an education by men about that life. Are you getting the point? So the Bible said, the anointing you have received, teacheth what? You. So there is an anointing that teaches you about righteous nature, about life. Now, when man fell, do you know initially when man fell in the Garden of Eden, God, there wasn't much, I hope you know that there isn't anything much wrong that was happening. In fact, God stepped in and continued to help man, until we get to Cain, and Cain killed. Even though man fell, Abel was still very good man. There is really nothing. His nature is not of God now, but he wasn't that bad. I will teach you something, because there is one of my uncles that was so good as a human that he didn't believe he needed to be born again. He didn't believe he needed to be born again, because as a human being, there are people that, is it for me? There are people that their nature has not been tainted by evil. Are you getting the point? Follow me now. But there are fallen beings that fell from heaven that began to teach men the ways of evil. It is the teachings of those spirits that is actually called witchcraft. The fundamental education that those spirits taught men is witchcraft. They taught them how to, because these fallen angels, they are intelligent in, they know some laws in the spirit. So they teach men how to subvert it. And I hope you know that man is the one in charge of this space. So for any spirit to express himself here, he has to partner man. Are you getting the point? So by man partnering them, they will tell you, if you bring a stick, cut it like this. Kill an animal, spray the blood on it. Do it for 21 days. If you are entering, go with your bag. What's all those things? What they are trying to do is to mirror something in the spirit, so that the spirit in the spirit realm that can be trapped by that possibility can use that thing you have created as an opportunity for him to enter into this realm. Anytime you see spirits entering this realm, there are priesthoods. There are strong priesthood. Priesthood allows spirits to enter. Traffic everywhere. Traffic. So men needed to be taught in evil for long. So by the time they got to chapter 6, I know that it's many, many years before we got to chapter 6. God said, Kai, that the meditation and thinking of man from the days of his youth is what? Evil. Very evil. Man was taught in evil. Man was taught new. There was a message of my father in the Lord I listened to many years ago. He said that a young man went to the river to go and fetch water, and suddenly a spirit appeared and said he will teach him some things, how to gain ascendancy and have power in the spirit. He told him the kind of pepper that he will eat, and how he will concoct it, and what he will do at the river. A spirit is teaching a man. A spirit is teaching a man. These things are real. Where is Buddha? Is it not true? If I give him mic now, he will tell you that a spirit have taught him how to take herbs. You see all these herbalists that find herbs in the forest. If they take you to that forest, a normal man, you will not see anything. I hope you know.
How many of you, you have practiced it or your father did it? Huh? Raise your hand well. No wonder your name is Eliwe now. You must go to Eliwe. Your father has practiced it. Huh? You are ashamed to raise your hand. I know they did it there. You will be going and the spirits will be showing you the hub and their job. Meanwhile, you will go into that place and be matching all of them. And you are unintelligent. Acts chapter 8. Quickly, in the next 10 minutes, let me finish this one that I started. Quickly show me where we started. I think it is in verse... Is it not verse 4? Verse what? Let me see 4 or 5. Let me see. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7. For unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. And many, you know, this word possessed. Somebody came and asked me, can a believer be possessed? I think you asked me. Who knows the answer? Let me ask you now. Can a believer be possessed?
A believer cannot be possessed, but can be borrowed. Influenced.
Can a believer be possessed? If you believe that a believer can be possessed, let's hear your view. Because you are going to prove to me by scripture. Can a believer be possessed? Everybody is now running away. You see, the problem in many translations is the burden of the language. The English language is very weak. Now, it is better than Igbo language, but in relation to these deep older languages, it is actually weak. When you come to languages like Greek, like Hebrew, like Aramaic, even Latin is younger than Greek. Do you know? Latin is younger than Greek. Greek is ancient civilization. So those languages are deep. So there are four things that look as if it's close in their language. English language, we come and call it one thing because there is no other word we can use. So they will come and say possessed here. Should I even tell you? There is no human being that can be totally possessed, born again or not. Do you know what it means to be possessed? It means that Satan is owning you. Satan owns you 100%. It's impossible. If not, that legion, it will mean that Satan owns him. But Jesus came and said, oh, you are going inside the pig. See, let me tell you, if you see any demon, even if Satan says I'm the owner, it's a lie. Satan doesn't own any. That thing is, anytime you come to certain demonic experiences, they will start telling you, I will not come out. I'm the owner. It's a lie. Satan can't own anybody. Satan doesn't even own the witch doctor self. The one casting the spell and doing that thing, Satan is not even the owner. Satan can't create anybody. Can't. The only thing is that some of them, their soul has been tied to what Satan is doing, that at some measure you cannot separate their soul from this that demonic experience. Just like some of us, there is a way you grow into God by transformation that you cannot separate our spiritual experience from our solical experience. Meanwhile, the activities that brings variables, you see, our variability is in our soul. Can you hear what I'm saying? The difference between the two of us is what happens in our soul, not our spirit. Our spirit received the impartation of the same new possibilities, powers, nature, life, as a result of the fact that Jesus tabernacled our hearts by the indwelling spirit.
So it's the same thing I have in my spirit that you have in your spirit. But what I have in my soul now is different. Unfortunately, or rather fortunately, functions manifest in this realm is traced to the capacities that is in your soul. Are you getting the point now? So it will mean that if I'm better than you, it will mean that that thing is as a result of what is happening where? In my soul. I have allowed the Spirit of God working through my recreated human spirit to have more impact on my soul than on your own. Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point? Even when the power of God needs to manifest, many times it has to hold captive, bring under its government one or two dimensional capacities of the soul. Either the emotions, either the will, or the mind of a man have to be held captive by the spirit dimension, so that through your emotions it can flow. When people come and say that you don't need anything, that is everything is spiritual, not really so. It is that the soul is under government. That's our target. The soul is what? Under government. So for example, when burden, you know this thing called burden, men of burden are men of strong emotions. They are not emotional, but their emotions are heavy and deep and heavy, very weighty. So when they come, some of them can express their own in prayer, whatever means, some by utterance. When they speak, the thing will just land like heavy bag of cement in your heart. You can't carry it. Have you heard some people like this? You hold your heart like this. It seems as if they gave your heart more than they can carry. Huh? You are feeling it. Are you not feeling it? You are feeling it because it came from an emotion. That's why it went to your emotion. You are feeling it. There are some, when it lands on you, bam, you cry and go to the place of prayer and groan for 2 hours, sometimes three. Somebody said he listened to me and he prayed for 12 hours non-stop. He cannot stop. What is in a man's world? Shout me, burden. 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 It is compounded emotions that has been seeded by the will of God. That has been seeded by the Spirit of God. So that nothing of humanity is in it. So there are people crying, and they say it's burden, it's not burden. Crying is not exactly, crying means you are emotional. It's not exactly emotions. A man can be, in fact, in my own opinion, men have more emotions than women. The only thing is that women are more emotional. That means tendency to be showing things. But men, their heart is very heavy and deep. That's how God is. So sometimes, if it's those olden days, when a man, if he says one word, he will do seven times, and say one word, a woman will cry 7 times, and close her mouth once. He's being emotional. Huh? I saw one now, came to a burial, and was crying. They were holding her not to fall inside the grave, holding her. She was crying. 1 hour, 30 minutes later, she carried bottle of small stuff like this. The same person that said he want to die with the person that died. She was crying bitterly, or so I think. And they gave her one green bottle. She forgot her sorrows. It's just that men of these days, I notice that they cry anyhow these days. Men of these days are not. I was reading one place, they said a young man that a girlfriend left him, he cried and committed suicide. I was his elder brother. Do I will slap you? The men of these days they are fickle. They are not heavy men. Huh? They talk much, nobody. They don't meditate. They are lightweight. What is moving them is not heavy. Huh? The burdens of the universe can't come in their hearts. God cannot be discussing with them how to set Newe right, how to set their family. They are thinking of new phone. They are thinking of, their heart is not heavy. Men, like, how can phone be my part of? How? They are not heavy men. Huh? Heavy men will sit and say, how do we take Benue State now? How do we take Benue? Let's strategize, Holy Ghost. Strategize. Because if God open miraculous to you, it will mean that what you will be doing will not be too far from healing and miraculous. It is, if you are wise, it will mean that's the key God gave you. Everything about healing and miraculous, go and learn it. Any sick, cripple, even if the person is like this, tell the person, you must walk. The more complex, the bigger the testimony. Is it not true? You have the key also. If you like, be jumping around and looking for what is already found. What you need to do is to go and sharpen that thing. Become better. If you go to your chief medical officer, many of them are sick. You know what I found out these days? That is medical people that are even sick. Doc came one day and said, Baba, I'm sick. The way he talks, Baba, I'm sick. I say, are you not a doctor? Doctors should not be sick. Doctors should not be sick, but he is sick. If you go to your CMD and say, and he's be clearing people anyhow. That's by the way. Amen. So, possessed with them, this thing is it's just influence, measure of demonic influence. That's the best way to say it. So there are degrees and measures of demonic influence in a life or in a soul. And there are many reasons why those degrees vary. If you are born around a Christian family, a Christian home that gives itself to one or two biblical practices, you pray, you fast once in a while, it will be hard for Satan to do some great damage in that life. I will show you some things if I'm allowed time. There are four steps to take to effect deliverance in a life. There are four layers in deliverance ministry. Four layers. I've said this one. I hope I will remember to give you. There are four layers. Now, if a man is given to the world, has fed himself the world, praise the Lord. It's not as if Satan cannot attack. But when Satan attacks, there is a difference between the impact that we have on that person and the impact it will have on another person that is shallow, no word, no prayer, no faith, no shield, no nothing. Are you getting the? So there is a way Satan cannot use. No matter, are you getting the point? No matter, the reason why some of you are here, you tried many things, it did not work, is because there is a way Satan cannot use you now. There is a way Satan cannot use your children. There is a way you train your children. Even if they give him or give her witchcraft to eat, and she started flying in the night because she wasn't taking what you are saying serious. One day she fly. The word of God you gave her when she was 7 years old will bring her down. She will not be successful in that. Others will go to court and succeed. Him, he will not succeed. Because guess what? There are not good conductors of demonic energies. Because of how much... You know what my mother did to us those days? If we are sleeping, after doing IVG, she will be laying hands on all of us. One after another. And I went on it. I wanted to do like this. And now, fan, I can even see him. Oh, when I na po gentle oga na on it. Owo opo tiwa mi mi. Nalum phone, nalum everything. Juma. Those days I came back home. My mother said, Imale ifeni niji. So because I was in SS1 that time. That's when it starts. That's when junior secondary you are afraid were by SS1. Hi. Gotta go to white slippers. Some of you will not understand what this thing means. Only them that know will know. Gotta go to white slippers. Jenna, no say gotta. Oh, the of course now bandana. The wallet. Down 150, 200. Those days, oh, we were treasure. If I not wear away about treasure those days. But treasure, it's here by the creator. You know, Gazette, one name. That's how I entered my father's game. My mother said, I'm going to go to the house. The gate, he'll be able to remember. I thought it was a joke. She meant it, oh. And you see, some parents discipline and flog their children carnally in the flesh. Not, I have told you the story now. Europe, and now Jesus. What? And the thing was living. Well, because if he's only discipline, those days, the more that age, if you give your children to only discipline, they will be hardened. Especially where I'm growing up, it will even help me to work on that part more. In fact, the reason why we are listening is not because those things we are paying on. Because after some time, the kind of punishment I saw in DMGS, there is nothing that they will do to me at home that will be up to 10%. Up here, I'm 126 non-stop. You know, there is a point. The reason why you are crying. There is a point in crying that tears will finish. These tears can finish. And from experience, these tears can what? Finish. My own finished. When the guy saw that, I was like this. He was flogging me. He went and bought bread and Pepsi with my flogging. That's even what pained me. I started crying again. So it's not the punishment. The punishment was made us hard. Call touch your toe. Call hug bunk. So the way she was doing it is use spiritual forces. Don't throw away the rod, but come from the spirit. So there is a way you grow around spiritual homes where the word of God is taught. Satan cannot have you to an extent. It's not possible. If you stay in a spiritual environment, even if you make some mistakes, some things happen, there is an extent that Satan cannot have victory over your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why it is important that even if you have children, you have friends, brothers, even if they have not fully followed God the way you are following God, find a way and bring them to a spiritual environment. Because their presence in spiritual environment will not allow them to give themselves to certain behavior to an extent. Many of them, before they do it, they will have to stop coming. Go and check. For them to do it, they will have to what? For long. So that the impact of what we are doing here, we win out of their life so that they can fully act in a certain way. As long as they are here, you will forget many things. There are some calls you can't make. Because that day you are planning to make the call, it will seem as if I will leave everything and be preaching call. There's one I finished teaching. Somebody told me, "Hi, Papa, I'm the one you spoke about." I said, "I didn't speak about it." Said I checked my heart that I'm not doing anything about Papa. My heart is healing. My heart is healing. That when people see me, they think my face is fine, but my heart is healing. Once somebody says this, you will know that God is helping that person. Don't laugh at that person. You are the one that needs to be helped. The number one thing in deliverance, the number one point is that you have to do diagnosis first. So when people start telling you things like this, these are the things you check in diagnostic stage. Initially when I want to do deliverance, once person comes, I will just bring power and say, come on, this one, I bind you across. That's how people labor in vain, is the labor of a fool. You have to do diagnosis. Okay, if somebody tells you now that he's suffering from immorality, maybe pornography or masturbation or sleeping with women, and he says that he's now, because if the person come and tell you that he can't help himself, he wants to stop but he can't stop, as of that moment you should know that this one is beyond the person's will. And if an oppression in the spirit or any kind of oppression is beyond your will, you want to say no, let me stop, you can't stop, then it means that a spirit is now involved enforcing the will of that appetite. There is a spirit that has that appetite. Now even when you want to stop, you cannot stop, because the spirit that owns that appetite, by your continual service and worship to it, I hope you know, there is a way you eat, you will worship a spirit. Do you know the name of that spirit? Oh, all of you know. The name of that spirit is what? Gluttony. Gluttony. There are people that worship the spirit called gluttony. They must put something in this mouth. Even when they have eaten enough in the night, they must put, if anything pass, they will still eat it. It is never enough. Oliver wants some more. That spirit is gluttony. If they are eat another thing, granite pass, go and check. I know why I'm standing before you. Gluttony is not necessarily that you overfed, though. It's part of it, but that's not what I'm saying. There are people that have this spirit of gluttony but doesn't have the access to resources to worship the spirit. One day you will be given resources to worship the spirit called gluttony. This is how you know. Abacha guy go. Opa. Granite. My. Bread. Boss. Is somebody like that around you? That means is your fast. Some of these things we are doing, that is the day you go down in Bido. Are you not the one that will not stop until you eat bread and granite? I'm asking you that. Is it not true? Is it not true? Okay, since you are defending yourself, continue. We will continue this your lecture next year. I came as a medical doctor and I'm choking him needle. He doesn't like the pain of the needle, but he likes the freedom of the impact of my practice. I'm a practitioner. You are the physical one. Me, I do the spiritual one. Do we diagnose you now? So there is a spirit called gluttony, and you need to identify that spirit, because as of that time it has gone beyond the will of the person. So if you just come and give the person counseling and say reduce eating by 7, once it's 7 don't eat. Ooh. By 7 you even eat more. Okay, you now tell the person say, I'm going to stop. You even listen to a message, maybe my own message, when you finish it, you did not do it first day, second day, third day, fourth day. By the fifth day, you now calculate. Harry, you now calculate the one you did not do for 4 days, and now do it that day. I'm not that year, boy. I'm more blue. I'm more blue, Jesus. Ofife egbu mmadu. This thing I'm saying is deliverance on its own for some of you. So if, are you getting the point? You cannot come and attack that matter and have results if you have not properly diagnosed it. That's one. If somebody is given to that kind of influence by a spirit, you need to also know for how long. So somebody, wait. Give me space. For example, somebody that is suffering from masturbation, somebody told me he has practiced. Anybody that has practiced for 7 years has a master's degree, has a master's in that. 5 years is bachelor's. If it, between 1 year to 3 years, the person is jambite seeking admission first year, you know, you can resuscitate him. You can. Are you getting the point? The person can even do some things and get back 1 year, 2 years. But by the time you get to 5 years, the spirit has built house inside you. You are not that kind of person. It's not just that he needs deliverance, but that kind of person is also influencing others. When you stay around that kind of person, you will be influenced by the spirit the person carries, because the person is not just afflicted, he is an afflicter. The demons that has infested him can use him as an agent against other people. So when he comes around certain enclave, people will start feeling lost and immorality because of what he's carrying. Are you hearing me? That kind of person is not normal. It's not the kind of person you should allow in general setting of believers. If you have not isolated ways to specifically help him, 7 years practitioner in masturbation and pornography is a router. That kind of person is what? A router in the spirit. So when he comes here, he will on hotspot. So if you are still weak and you are trying to recover, that's what happens to some of you sometimes. You are not careful. Somebody that is a router. I heard that one or two people struggled at one point until I traced it, and now realized there was a brother that came here at that time that is a router in the spirit. So he came and on the Wi-Fi. You, that is, you are just being delivered small. They own Wi-Fi. You connected to free Wi-Fi. Hey! Because part of the reason why you are here is that you are cut off. Are you getting the point? As I will yet show you, the second point is deliverance. In this one, the third point is boundaries. So this one now, I'm telling you now, part of deliverance is boundaries. When somebody, let me give you an example. Somebody was delivered from deaf and dumb spirit. He went back home to his family, the place he came from, and became deaf and dumb again. Went back to the same meeting tomorrow. They got him delivered. He went back home, became deaf and dumb the second time. Went back to the meeting, got delivered. The minister now asked, how? They now found out that even though you are delivered, you need to step out of that environment. It is a boundary to your healing. Men like Kenny Hagin will tell you that there are ways to keep your healing. There is a way to keep your purity. There is a way to keep your consecration. There is a way to keep your holiness. There is a way to keep your vow, your pledge. You say you want to pray all night, but your bed is very big and very succulent. Either we need to okuru kanwa, you will never pray. You will have to. Are you hearing me? Some of us slept on hard floors not many years ago, recently. If I go for some meetings and I receive a signal in the spirit, they will give me one very big bed. I will sleep on the ground. If then it's some of my boys, they are here, they know. The people waiting for me on the crusade ground will think I'm sleeping on the bed.
They will think I'm eating. They will know I'm on the ground. I'm wrestling with the spirit. Wrestling.
You go and sleep on the bed and cover yourself and be wrenching. I'm not saying it's bad, but you can do it in your room at home because you have cultured that environment. Are you getting the point? You have cultured it to obey. There are certain intrusions that cannot penetrate, but you just came to a place. That is what this place is supposed to help you do. This is a cultured environment. There are certain intrusions that cannot enter. So when a man comes here, certain spirits can't follow you here. It will be agitated. There is a higher tendency to do good than to do bad here. It's a boundary in the spirit. So you need to know how to set boundaries around your consecration. The work of deliverance that is going on in your life, there need to be boundaries. Part of the boundary is that you might have to come and stay around believers that are on fire. The fellowship of burning hearts. That is how to maintain a body. Sometimes some people ask me, how do you maintain a body? Do I need to? If you stay around men of body, your body will be up. Don't you just catch one body, separate yourself alone, it will finish. But there are men, when they stand before you like this, they are so...
You are mighty on your throne.
Listen, I was going to a meeting one day. Maintain the sound, my friend. Kape rososo ka, fana kamde kapa, shate kapande dia, diande kopana.
Listen to me. I was going for a meeting one day. Give me sound on the keys. And suddenly a young lady saw me. As I speak now, everybody, anybody listening to me online, physically, that is bound by any spirit, pray forth, pop fountains of the deep. We invoke the ministry of the angels, the seraphs of glory, the seraphs of fire.
And the young lady said that what she saw was as if Satan has been shooting many arrows, but none of them enter. The reason why none of them entered is that the fortification was much. So what a man needs at that point is heavy measure of fortification. We cannot run from Satan. Dominion is not hearing that Satan will kill you today and you don't go out. Dominion is stepping out irrespective of what Satan said he will do. And you mesmerize him as if he doesn't exist. That's dominion.
Can you identify yourself in the spirit in the next 2 minutes? Pray, identify yourself. There is a word that God wants to work now. Some of you, God is sending you to dangerous terrains, dangerous places. You need fortification.
Jesus.